Pioneer Airport is right where we're at. And we are directly across from the backside of the museum and the Eagle Hangar. There's concessions out here at KidVenture. There's tons of things to do. 22 different activities for kids. One of those activities is RC airplanes and everything that goes with that. You know, a lot of kids, grew up and the first thing they did was fly RC airplanes or build RC models. Yep. Extremely popular way for kids to get into aviation. And a lot of kids whose parents were not maybe involved in aviation, that's kind of how they got into it. They started out at the hobby store, and they bought a model, and they took it home, and they, you know, next thing you know, Dad, can you take me to the airport, you know, or I want to go out and join this RC club. But this is a little different. This is not radio control RC, correct? This is control line.
We have both.
You have
both. We have both.
Okay. Well, we are going to dedicate this segment to that, and you brought a gentleman with us today that is all about RC. Why don't you introduce us?
So this is Bill Lund. He's our assistant manager with the RC group. He helps coordinate with the control line as well. So, Bill.
Hi.
Hi, Bill. Welcome. And I guess the first thing we should know is what got you involved in EAA? Where are you from, first of all?
Well, I live in the village of Iola. I taught there for 41 years. I was the chemistry guy and the biology guy for a long time.
Is that here in Oshkosh?
It's about an hour northwest of here.
Oh, okay. So Wisconsinite?
Yep, little town.
Little town. And how did you get involved in RC flying to begin with?
I got involved in RC flying when one of my students stopped by my home with a plane that he had built that was covered with this plastic material called monocoat. And it blew me away that you could cover an airplane with this cool stuff. And from that point on, 400 airplanes later, I'm still doing it.
So this is kind of a little bit of a reverse deal where a kid taught you something that you started to enjoy.
When you start teaching, you find out that the kids teach you more than you teach them most of the time.
Now, I do notice a trend out here. There's a lot of educators volunteering here in this venue, right? A lot of educators. Dan was an educator.
Correct.
You're an educator. Matt, I am not.
I'm an engineer. I'm a little different. Different angle.
Gotcha. But there is that trend. A lot of educators, and this is obviously a natural application for a teacher, considering most of these venues are about teaching something. And RC is your thing, so tell us all about this area you have over here.
All right. Well, part of it is our RC field. We have kids that are flying what are called park zone apprentices. It's a trainer-type aircraft that is electronically safe. It's pretty difficult to do something bad with it. The aircraft will self-correct most bad things. We also have that aircraft attached to a buddy box and a trained pilot who won't let the student pilot even get into trouble. You know, we've got a very tight flight box here with active runway behind us and academy in front of us. So things have to be done right. They have to be done safe. And we just make sure that it gives those kids an opportunity to feel what it's like and have some success.
So that's the RC side, or the radio-controlled side, but then we also have control line flying. Let's talk about that a little bit. Do you start them with control line flying?
Well, control line's been around longer than most of us have.
Yeah.
That's how things got started in terms of flying models. These guys have two circles going. I think they fly a small 049-powered, alcohol-powered trainer-type aircraft. They're plastic and almost impossible to destroy, and it gives, once again, little kids a chance to have something successful happen that's really exciting to them. They go through dozens and dozens of kids a day. It gives them a great opportunity. They're planting that aviation seed, and God only knows where that seed might flower.
So let's talk about your group of volunteers for a second, because it's kind of specialized, right? So where do most of your volunteers fit in the scheme? Are they people that you know from the RC community that come out every year? And is it, of course, it's probably kids that came here initially and just love RC and got into it and now come back and volunteer with you.
Well, we're actually in two parts. The RC team itself, we're a bunch of old guys, and we've been doing it for many years. We do it because we love it. Those are the guys that are outside flying with the kids. The other side of this is students from the high school where I used to teach. There's probably 20 or so of them sign up each year to come down here for a certain number of days. Some of these kids sign up to come down here all week, and we go back and forth every night. They are the ones that are in the building helping the little kids build the wood models that we have there. 4-year-old kids and super glue is generally not a good combination.
No.
So we have the high school kids take care of that part for them. But they could color the planes, and they come out of there with a smile. I mean, it's another seed that gets planted.
Yeah, that's right. So, you know, for a lot of aviators and enthusiasts, you know, you think about going to the airport and taking a discovery flight or a flying lesson. Talk about, like, that passion for RC, how that develops, what kind of costs are maybe involved if you decide, hey, I love that here, Dad, I want to do RC. I did it at Kid Venture, and I had so much fun. And now what? It's all about what? The hobby shop, right?
Well, yes, but there's more to it than that, at least as I see it. Our physics guy at the high school, still there, still does the RC planes as part of his physics program. Nowadays, everything is on a keyboard, with the exception of that one thing that he does, where the kids get materials, they get a plan, and they get radio equipment, they get everything they need, but they have to build it, they have to correctly get it together, straight, true. I have to test fly it, and then it's turned over to them for them to fly. And oh, we've been doing it for years now, and we have very seldom have one that doesn't work well. Well, we got a guy design the basics thing for us, and he really knew what he was doing, so the airplane itself is just a great design, and the kids can have success even if they do build it a little bit wacko.
Yeah. Well, I know for a fact that for anyone who really becomes infatuated with RCs, say here at KidVenture or wherever else they are, there is a ton of YouTube videos about RC modeling. Lots of YouTube videos.
There's a site called Park Flyer, I think that's it. Anyway, you can go to that spot and you can download for little or nothing plans on 8.5x11 format paper, tape them together, put them onto a sheet of foam, cut them out, and you know, within a couple of meetings, you've got a flyable airplane. It's really cool, and it's with foam, it's cheap and it's simple and it's light. So if you break it, there's nothing really hurt.
Glue it together, yeah.
Yeah, slap it back together and put it back in the air.
So you were talking about some coated airplanes that you thought were cool when you got introduced to it by your student back in the day. And you said that some of these airplanes have some electronics that right the plane if a mistake is made. That, to me, sounds like a fairly new technology.
It is.
Does that use, like, a GPS auto? Like, how does that work?
There are some features that are almost like autopilots, that self-righting. The aircraft has sensors in it, so if the nose gets too far down or too far up, it just automatically levels itself. Takes care of a lot of problems if the wings are level and the airplane is flying straight.
Which makes it a lot easier to teach.
You bet. You bet.
Yeah. You know, you can let them go a little bit farther than you would have in the past,
yeah.
Right?
Well, we have some of those trainers out here now that have been out here for their fifth year, and they're still in one chunk. Well, they're foam again, and if you hit them hard onto the ground, they'll probably bounce more than break. They're really, really tough. That's why we use them.
Yeah, right. Well, that makes sense. You're going through a lot of kids every day. We've got just like another minute and a half left. But what would you like to say to the listening community about KidVenture and about the RCs and whatever you'd like?
Well, basically, thank you. We had a lot of help. We had to get some different registration in terms of being able to fly here, which required a lot of help from EAA and a lot of help from FAA to make that happen. And they made a lot of regulatory stuff happen very, very quickly. So we're indebted to them a lot. And it's just thanks for those people that come out here and make it fun for us.
Yeah, well, and that's something that we don't even think about. You know, all this requires coordination and, you know, discussion and permitting. And, well, you've got a big helicopter operation going over here. You got the RC flying over here. You got the rockets going up over here. It sounds like
it's a busy place.
There's a show going during the week.
A recipe for possible disaster if things aren't coordinated properly. So, yeah, that's kudos to them. anything else you'd like to say about the operation here?
Well, yeah, come back and see us. We're over there in the Whitman Hangar. Come on back and build an airplane. We'll even put it together for you. We got some P-64s and 38s and
really
space shuttles, X-15s, U-2s. Gary Powers Jr. is back there. You can get an autographed U-2 spy plane.
The real Gary Powers Jr.?
Gary Powers Jr. is his son.
Really?
Gary Powers Sr. is no longer with us.
Sure, but he's actually here.
Yeah. Yeah, he's over there right now.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
At least us old guys know who Gary Powers is.
Where are you going to get a U-2 model with Gary Powers' signature on it?
I know, right?
That's cool.
That's right. Oh, man, it's a lot of fun out here. I like it.
We actually got a photograph of Gary Powers Sr., of his actual autograph or his signatures, hopefully we can get that etched into the wings of the aircraft that we do for next year.
Oh,
that'd be cool.
That would be cool. Sounds like you've got a project to work on.
We got not like 4,000 projects to work on.
Not you don't have enough to do. All right. Well, thanks for joining us, Bill. We appreciate it. And obviously we encourage everybody who might be listening to come and check out KidVenture and the whole RC operation here. Thanks for all the hard work you do and your volunteerism.
It's a blast.
J-Mont G, Matt, we're going to take a break, and we'll come back and have another cool discussion about another venue here at KidVenture that everyone is super excited about. Pioneer Airport, on the fly. J-Mont G, we'll be back. You're listening to EA Radio.